Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball towards left. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Butler moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Bernazard scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas is walked intentionally. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Easler reaches second base with a double. Boggs scores. Rice scores. Armas goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jacoby scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Carter reaches second base with a double. Hargrove moves to third. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard pinch hits for Chris Bando. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Boyd, and towards Hoffman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Clark now pitching. Jerry Willard now catching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoffman moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Rich Thompson now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Armas hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Gedman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ramon Romero now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby throws to second for 1, and Bernazard throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Buckner moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Rice reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Jim Rice. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Armas takes first base on ball four. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Armas moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Tony Armas now playing left field. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards third. Boggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boggs. Butler moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Franco moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Mike Fishlin now playing shortstop. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Vukovich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton pinch hits for Bill Buckner. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Lyons reaches second base with a double. There goes Stapleton trying to get to home. Carter throws the ball into Fishlin, who relays the ball to Willard, who tags Stapleton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Kevin Romine pinch hits for Tony Armas. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 4 in the game. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Dave Stapleton now playing first base. Kevin Romine now playing left field. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 2 in the game. Willard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Barrett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willard moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Willard moves to third. Nixon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton juggles the ball. That's an error on Stapleton. Willard scores. Nixon scores. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.